salutations, and welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 4, still better than any of the other episodes of Star Wars. This is going up on Thursday, February 13th, after 12 o'clock. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version on GRN. Father Alvin Schuma, the chaplain and executive director for the West Texas A&M University Catholic Student Center, will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Plus, we'll get you up to date with some late February, early March diocesan news. As we do before we begin every program, we take an attitude of prayer to pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted in our church, in our world, and in our society. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer and join me, please. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, and yada, 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 so forth and so on. Hey, folks, we're dry again. 9.5 inches of snow goes by real quick, and when you hit a high of 89, and there's only 2 packs of snow I saw driving a couple of days ago, it's time for more, and we need more. I'm not a fan of snow, as you know. But if we can keep the fire danger down in this part of the world heading into spring, the more power it is. Please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. They need some rain. They need some snow. Let's help them out there. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the confused. Pray for our 3 outstanding seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Siegel. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop for vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. Also pray for the men that are studying for the permanent diaconate. By the grace of God, they will be permanent deacons before the end of the year, and we'll keep you up to date with their progress as we go forth. To our healthcare workers and first responders. Thank you for all you do for us. Lots of fundraisers coming up. We're going to talk about one with this guy here in just a couple of minutes. Please support as many of them as you can. Under the housekeeping thing, let's take care of a couple of things. First off, diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org. You'll find a ton of news under West Texas Catholic News, the header. It's on the right-hand side on the homepage. Like us on Facebook. Amarillo Diocese is where you can find us on Facebook. Lots of posts go up there a lot. The newest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, is dated Sunday, February 16th. The digital version went out on a flock note, February 10th. A limited number of hard copies are available at parishes this weekend while they last. The next issue will be dated Sunday, March the 2nd. Advertising deadline is Monday, February 17th at 5 p.m. Deadline for copy, story, and photo ideas Thursday, February 20th at noon. And those are stone-cold deadlines, so please keep that in mind. And the podcast, amarillodiocese.org/podcast. And the email address, if you have questions, concerns, gripes, complaints, moans, groans, etc., or maybe you'd like to say the producer does a really good job, you'll make him feel much better, stcapn@dioama.org, spelling it stcapn@dioama.org. Joining us for a couple of minutes, we get him to make his podcast debut. He's the pastor at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger and at Holy Name of Jesus Church in Happy. And he's also the chaplain of the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University, which is why he's here today. Father Alvin Schuma joining us for a couple of minutes. Thank you so much for dropping by and giving us some of your very valuable time. I know that it's a busy time of the year with the fundraiser coming up, which we're going to talk about in just a couple of minutes. But I've got to go back to one of the very first articles written about you in the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, since this is your debut performance. You called yourself a petrolhead back then. Do you still consider yourself a petrol head, considering that you probably don't get out very often, and you also mentioned that you like to go play in sand dunes and ride buggies and sand buggies out there? You haven't had a chance to do that in the Canadian River Bridge area, have you?
No, not yet.
You need to.
I am looking forward to
it. You need to. It's been 4 years since you've been here. You need to do that. Do you still consider yourself, though, a petrol head?
Yes. Well, firstly, just to say thank you for having me in your podcast, and congratulations. I mean, just the setup looks absolutely remarkable.
Give David Wilson a lot of the credit, but give God the greatest credit for all this.
Thank you to you all. Oh, yes. I'm still a petrol head. I love everything to do with engines and vehicles. It's my little place of zen, outside of technology, that is.
So in other words, if Bishop Zurich's place of zen is gardening and he has a very green thumb, yours would be tinkering with cars and trucks and engines and things like that.
Riding around in them and going sand dune bashing, so to speak.
What got you started into being a petrol head, having such an interest in cars and car engines?
Well, I think it goes back. I think the earliest memory that at least a very prominent memory was when I was going to preschool. And going to preschool, obviously I was tiny. I'm still relatively tiny, but I was tiny. And there was Miss Clark, who was our teacher. She would collect us from one place, the city hall in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. We would ride in her car, and because I couldn't see outside, as, you know, I was terribly short. I learned to depend on her changing of gears in order to recognize where I was on that part of the journey. So when she got close to the school, the preschool that I was going to, I would know through her changing down. It was a stick shift Datsun 121. I think in the U.S. it was called the Datsun Cherry, if I believe, in that era.
Okay. You know?
So that's how it started.
Do you have a dream car or vehicle that you would love to be able to own before God calls you home?
Well, I don't think own, as it may cause situations, but maybe one day drive, you know, for an hour or two, you know.
Make it three.
Okay, that's perfect. An Aston Martin DB9.
Ooh. You're not shortchanging on this. Why an Aston Martin?
Oh, just the engine, the quality of it, the whole ride experience, from some of the reviews that have been given on it, as well as some of the movies that I've watched. It's a remarkable car. But because of the type of car, yes, I admit I can never own it and should never own it.
Yeah, okay.
But one hour with it,
maybe two,
yes, a touch of heaven.
You know, if we have an owner of an Aston Martin that's in our audience, please get in touch with us. Let's see if we can make this a reality for Father Alvin, even if it's just for an hour. Let's see if we can make this a reality. One thing that we are making a reality is the latest fundraiser for the Catholic Student Center. Saturday, February 22nd, we're back at St. Thomas the Apostle Church. Doors open at 6. Activities begin at 6:30. We go until 11 at 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. How are your ticket sales going, and how much are tickets, Father?
So the ticket sales are going okay. They could be way, way better. We really encourage people to please donate and please support this venture. The tickets are $75, only $75 one person, and that is for a whole night of thrill, fun, a meal, and just supporting our students. We also have some VIP tables that are for $1,000 for 8 people, and we have about 8 tables available. We do encourage you to donate, to buy some of those, because you will be treated well. You know, our theme is based on a Marian theme, and our students are excellent in helping you with having a great time.
And the students that you'll see at the Catholic Student Center fundraiser are students that obviously participate in the programs there. Folks, that's the future of our church. Those are your future lectors, ushers, parish council, pastoral council people that you're going to see in your parishes. You're helping them get off to a great start at the Catholic Student Center.
Yes. And in fact, a lot of the students there spend their time not only praying, but studying, having a safe place of recreation, meeting friends, and just having that place as a home away from home.
Our guest, Father Elvin Shuma, the chaplain and executive director of the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University in Canyon. The latest fundraiser, the annual fundraiser, Saturday, February 22nd, 6 p.m. till 11:30 p.m., parish 11 o'clock, I should say, in the parish hall at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter. One of the highlights for the evening, a live auction, and there's never a shortage of big ticket items. There's always a lot of great things to choose from. Talk about that for just a moment.
Yes. So we, for example, we have the jewelry from Graham Brothers. We have a bar cart amongst many other things that are available. And it's always fun just to be part of the energy that usually happens around that time.
And you also have a really good silent auction, too. I think there's more auction items for the silent auction than there are for the live auction.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We usually get donations of remarkable things, and they're really good. They're really good. I would like to also point out that one of the great pulls would be our live band, and that would be insufficient funds.
How in the world did you get Mary Lynn Howley to drop everything for a Saturday night for you guys? That's pretty cool.
It's a secret.
I'm not even going to forge forward. If Mary Lynn Howley is playing a gig with insufficient funds, it's one that you go to. Mary Lynn's one of my all-time favorite people I've ever worked with in the 40-plus years of radio that I've been doing. So there's another draw right there. Go see Insufficient Funds and hang out with Mary Lynn and Chuck and the crew there. And are we in for another story this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I am working on it, and it's developing. So please come and get the next episode of the wonderful the story of the wolf.
And Heads and Tails also comes back again for this year's fundraiser. That's always a fun game to watch.
Yes.
Because you have a 50-50 chance of winning and a 50-50 chance of not winning on the opening flip, that is. It's all for $75 a person. You can get your tickets on the CSC website, WTCSC.org. VIP table still available, right?
Yes.
$1,000 a table, seats 8. Come on, folks. You'll be treated royally, as Father Alvin mentioned there. Live and silent auctions, a fantastic meal, great music from Insufficient Funds. Come on, folks. It's all for the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University. It's going to be a great evening. What else can you tell us about the great evening that we're going to be having?
The main thing that we try to inculcate in that evening is just a wonderful time, a special time for the guests who come, as well as for the students who are, as you say, the church of tomorrow, and in fact, the church of today. Already quite a few are involved in their various places where they come from, their various communities, and that just adds such wealth to our own community at the CSC.
And it's a very, very good community at the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University. And in fact, if you've got a Catholic high school senior getting ready to graduate, this would be a great place to find out more about the Student Center and meet some of the future students that they're going to run into next fall or next spring, right, Father Alvin? So make it a point to come join us. It's going to be a great evening, and the only thing missing is you. Saturday, February 22nd, 6 p.m. till 11 p.m., Parish Hall, St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter. $75 tickets, folks. Get them on the Catholic Student Center website, WTCSC.org. And we have gift baskets, too. We didn't mention the gift baskets.
Yes, we do.
Let's talk about that for just a second.
We have a number of gift baskets available. We do ask for people to also donate towards that. If you may, again, just contact the CSC and speak to either Betty or Stephanie.
And we're looking for businesses that would like to donate a gift basket, organizations, groups, et cetera. We also have a drawing that we need to talk about. Somebody's going to make off with a $500 Visa gift card.
Yes.
It won't be you because you're not – well, you could be eligible, although I think they might –
Well, it would look a bit different because, when I sort of pick my name, it's like, oh, my word. I'll have to painfully drop it.
Yes, and pull up another one. Top prize, a $500 Visa gift card.
Yes.
Second prize, $300 Visa gift card. Third prize, $200 Visa gift card. The tickets are $5 each. Five for $20,
yes.
Right?
Five for $20. Yes.
So, and you can purchase them that evening. You can purchase them now from anybody at the Catholic Student Center.
Exactly.
Come on, folks. All the donations as well as the profit from the evening help fund Catholic Campus Ministry at West Texas A&M University. Let's take care of these great people at the Student Center. Need to know more? Betty Aragon has almost all the answers to nearly every question.
Yes.
Or she would like to think that anyway. 806-655-4345 is her number. I'm going to get hurt when I see her next time. Or you can call Stephanie Wilhelm at the same number again, 806-655-4345. Our guest, Father Alvin Schuma, Chaplain, Executive Director for the Catholic Student Center at West Texas A&M University. He's also the Parochial Administrator, St. Mary's Church in Umbarger and Holy Name of Jesus Church in Happy. The final word in the conversation belongs to you, Father. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we say thank you. We thank you for your support. We thank you for the many ways you are part of our lives at the Student Center. We ask for that continued support in prayer, in various kinds of support, either in kind or donations. We really want to continue to have that place as a home away from home for all those who attend college in this part of the world.
In Diocesan News, Saturday, February 15th, which is coming up, is your first opportunity to take the prayer, types of prayer segment. It's the next course being offered in the Faith Formation Basic Course, according to School Sister of Notre Dame, Sister Maria Elena Farrar. She's the coordinator of Faith Formation for the Diocese of Amarillo. The February 15th segment at St. Peter and Paul Church at 915 South Maddox and Dumas. There are three other dates for this prayer, types of prayer course. Saturday, February 22nd, that's for the South Deanery at St. Anthony's Church at 115 North 25 Mile Avenue in Hereford. Saturday, March 8th, for the Central Deanery, that'll be at St. Lawrence Church at 2300 North Spring in Amarillo. And Saturday, March 22nd, for the East Deanery, St. Vincent de Paul Church, 810 West 23rd Street in Pampa. No charge to attend this course if you have not taken this segment. Take this segment so you can get your certification of completion. Need to know more? Sister Maria Elena Farrar can be reached at 806-383-2243, extension 113. The Diocese of Amarillo excited to announce that Bishop Patrick J. Zurich has added four additional Pilgrimage of Hope locations for the 2025 Jubilee year. That's also known as Pilgrimage of Hope. They are St. Lawrence Church at 2300 North Spring in Amarillo. That's representing the Central Deanery. Immaculate Heart of Mary Church, 411 Ware Avenue in Groom, representing the East Deanery. Church of the Holy Spirit, 511 South Austin Tulia, representing the South Deanery. And Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 Maddox and Dumas, that's representing the North Deanery. By the way, these locations are in addition to the Divine Mercy Chapel at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Hard to believe, but Lent is getting ready to enter us on Ash Wednesday, March the 5th, and the Diocesan Office of Communication seeking information for fish fries and meals being served during the Lenten season. Now, if you're planning these events and you've not gotten this information to us, you have time. You're asked to send all pertinent information via email, westtexascatholic@gmail.com. That's westtexascatholic@gmail.com, a T at the end of West and one at the beginning of Texas. A list of meals to be served Friday, March the 7th and Friday, March 14th will be published in the Sunday, March 2nd issue of the West Texas Catholic. And to jump the gun, if you will, the great folks at Knights of Columbus Council 7840 at St. Anne's Church in Canyon are hosting a shrimp boil on Tuesday, March 4th. Call the church for all the details, 806-655-3302. Another thing that parishes are doing, Well, they're putting together their list of Catholic high school seniors for the annual graduation issue of the West Texas Catholic. That will be dated Sunday, May 18th. Now, if you're a parent of a Catholic high school senior in the Diocese of Amarillo, you're asked to contact your parish with your graduate's name as soon as possible. The list of Catholic high school graduates from diocesan parishes due to the Office of Communications by noon, and that's a stone-cold hard deadline, on Thursday, February 27th. Have questions about the graduation issue? Call the Office of Communications, 806-414-1075. Registration now open for the annual Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC 2025, for youth in grades 7 through 12, coming up Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th. Now, early bird registration, $45 per person, but here's the kicker, folks. To get that early bird price, you must have your registration postmarked by Sunday, February 23rd. And registration fee, by the way, includes two meals, a T-shirt, and gifts. Regular registration, $55 per person. That must be postmarked by Monday, March 31st. The fee includes two meals, but you don't get the T-shirt and the gifts. Now, for those of you who want to just register at the door, no problem. Costs $65 per person. According to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman, that registration fee does include two meals. Registration can be done at the parish level, and any additional costs depend on the cost of transportation, lodging, and additional meals. Now, for those of you planning to go to the traditional Sunday at Wonderland Park on Sunday, April 27th, the tickets are $21 per person. Guzman says those planning to go to Wonderland Park are welcome to order for their family members as well. Now, confirmed speakers for DC 2025 include Connor Flanagan, Sujez Thompson, Roxana Duran, and Anastasia Tannen. Maybe we'll get one or two of those to join us on the podcast here in the next couple of weeks. Stay tuned for that. Catholic musician Josh Blakesley will be providing music for the conference. Now, during the opening evening of DCYC 2025 on Friday, April 25th, there's going to be a danzando, or dance-off, Lego and Connect 4 competition, according to Guzman. And all the proceeds from that DC 2025 competition activities will go toward the bus fund. As Oscar tells us, Covenant Teens already raised over $26,000 for this bus fund. The first donation toward the fund came in 2014 from a family in Spearman. And after over 10 years of raising funds to pay for a 15-passenger bus van that will be used by parishes in the Diocese of Amarillo, it's time to accomplish this goal. End of his quote. Youth interested in attending DCYC 2025 are asked to contact their parish youth minister or priest for additional parish delegation details. And if you need to know more, get in touch with Oscar Guzman, 806-383-2243, extension 118. You can even call him and set up a donation toward the bus fund. St. Anne's Church in Canyon hosting a reflection series on the Beatitudes, Sunday, February 23rd, Monday, February 24th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at 605 38th Street. Freelance author and Amarillo native Misha Boyette, class of 97 at Tascosa High School, will be the presenter for the series. It's free of charge, open to the public. Boyette, the author of Blessed Are the Rest of Us, How Limits and Longing Make Us Whole, and Found, a story of questions, grace, and everyday prayer. She is a co-host of the award-winning Down Syndrome Advocacy podcast, The Lucky Few, and the creator of the Slow Way Substack newsletter. Boyette resides in northern New Jersey, as they would say up there, with her husband and three children. But I love this quote. She insists that nothing is more beautiful than a West Texas cotton field at sunset. Amen. Child care and nursery will be provided. Learn more by calling St. Anne's Church in Canyon, 806-655-3302, and ask for the lovely Amber. Well, before we begin Lent on Ash Wednesday, Wednesday, March the 5th, you have one more opportunity to bring out the formal dress before Lent begins. St. Mary's Cathedral, St. Mary's Cathedral School here in Amarillo, hosting a prom night Friday, February 28th, 6:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. in the Monsignor Francis H. Meyer Activity Center at 1200 South Washington in Amarillo. It's $150 per couple. That includes your dinner for two and two opportunities to win a $10,000 Visa gift card. Dinner will be catered by the Big Texan Steak Ranch, entertainment provided by Velvet Funk. Can't go wrong in either case there. The evening will also include Calcutta boards, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Find out more by contacting the event chairperson, Jayla Wilhelm, 806-690-7871. Jayla's telephone number again, 806-690-7871. Friday, February 28th, it's also the deadline to register for the third of five online confirmation retreats that are being offered by the Diocesan Youth Office this year. At retreat taking place Friday, March 28th through Sunday, March 30th, and two other retreats are scheduled, one in April, one in May. Need to know more? Oscar Guzman, again, has all the details. Oscar seems to have all the answers these days. 806-383-2243, extension 118. And then we move to Sunday, March the 2nd, and dinners galore. We'll start in Friona, the Lady Society at St. Teresa of Jesus Church with its annual Mexican dinner, Sunday, March 2nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parish hall that's adjacent to the church at 401 West 17th Street. The meal of enchiladas, a taco, beans, rice, dessert, chips and salsa with tea, $15 for adults, $8 for kids 10 and under. Need to know more? Get in touch with Lena Padilla. 806-265-7163, 806-265-7163. St. Anthony's School hosting its annual parent-teacher organization, PTO auction, Sunday, March 2nd. Activities begin at 11 a.m. with a meal served until 2 p.m., and that includes a bake sale as well. Auction starts at 1 o'clock, continuing until 6. I've been at this auction. They've had tons of things being auctioned off, all for a great cause, St. Anthony's School. But this year, more than 500 items will be up for bid during the live auction. Babysitting will be available. And if that's not enough to get you interested, especially for you guys on the farm or like our good friend Elias Diaz, who runs the maintenance department here at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, they are giving away a gator. $25 tickets a pop. That's well worth the ticket right there. For more details, to donate items for the auction, call the school office during regular business hours, 806-364-1952. For the first time in 5 years, the annual Polish sausage dinner served by Knights of Columbus Council 2767 at St. Vincent de Paul Church will be a sit-down meal. The 73rd annual Polish sausage dinner served by the council on Sunday, March 2nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be in the St. Vincent de Paul Parish Hall at 810 West 23rd Avenue. Now, if you want to get your advance tickets, $15 apiece. They're $18 at the door day of the meal. Get your ticket from any member of Council 2767. The menu, including Polish sausage, beans, potato salad, coleslaw, and dessert. Will Wyman is the Grand Knight of Council 2767. He puts a this way. Love this quote. Quote, "We encourage everyone to join us for a great meal and fellowship on Sunday, March 2nd at St. Vincent de Paul Church." End of quote. Need to know more? Call Will Wyman, 806-202-2003. In Stratford, it's the annual German sausage dinner to benefit St. Joseph's Church, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Sunday, March 2nd again, Sherman County Barn, 501 Maple. That's off Highway 287 to the east of Stratford. Dinner plates, $15 a piece, in additional to traditional German sausage, sauerkraut, and all the fixings. Green chili sausage will also be served, according to parish spokesperson Heather Brayton. Sausage to go will also be on sale, as will cooked and uncooked sausage sold by the pound. Cooked sausage, $8 per pound. Uncooked, $7 per pound. Need to know more? Heather Brayton's telephone number, 620-629-1593. Volunteers are needed for the first Kobe prison retreat of the year. It's coming up in Dalhart Thursday, March 6th through Saturday, March 8th, according to Deacon Daryl Dixon. He's a member of the Diocesan Prison Ministry team. Team formation meetings for this retreat taking place Tuesday evening, 6:30 until 8:30 in the parlor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church at 4100 South Coulter, Amarillo. These meetings continuing on Tuesday nights through March the 4th. Deacon Dixon needing the support of 30 men from the Knights of Columbus, the Axe Community, and the Crucio Movement to make the retreat at the Dalhart unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice possible. Need to know more? Maybe you'd like to volunteer to be a team member on a Kobe retreat. Deacon Daryl Dixon can be reached at 806-290-8842. And a reminder that the Kobe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization. All donations, charitable donations for tax purposes. You can mail those to Kobe Prison Ministries, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo 79116. All right, I need to come to you married couples for a minute, especially you married couples that have made 50 years in these first 3 months of 2025. The West Texas Catholic seeking you, Catholic married couples celebrating your 50th wedding anniversaries, who were joined in marriage between January 1st, 1975 and March 31st, 1975. We will honor you in the Sunday, March 16th issue of the West Texas Catholic. You can send us a current photo or your wedding photo along with your names and the date of the location of your wedding, and we'll honor you absolutely free of charge in the final issue of March. Photos can be sent via email to westtexascatholic@gmail.com, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, or you can mail them P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo 79117. Now, if you're mailing the photos, please include a self-addressed stamped envelope so we can return the photos to you after the issue date. Couples are also asked to put their name, address, phone number, and email address on the back of their photo, preferably writing it on a post-it note. You don't want that penmanship coming through the photo. And please, no cell phone camera photos. They do not reproduce well, and I want nobody looking bad in this diocesan newspaper. The deadline to submit photos and information, noon, Thursday, March the 6th. The Diocesan Youth Office, boy, Oscar's all over the news today, offering a renewed youth retreat Saturday, March 8th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. here at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue in Amarillo. The retreat for students in grades 7 through 12, $45 per person. That includes your retreat material, two meals, and a t-shirt. But your deadline to register is Monday, March the 3rd. If you need to know more, call Oscar Guzman in the Diocesan Youth Office, 806-383-2243, extension 118. At St. Francis, it's the 67th Annual German Sausage Dinner to benefit St. Francis of Assisi Church. Sunday, March 9th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the St. Francis Parish Hall. That's 10 miles east of Amarillo off Highway 60, 1 mile east of Tyson. Dinner prices, $15 for adults, $8 for children ages 5 to 12. Children under 5 eat free, according to parish spokesperson Gerald Detton. The meal is dine-in and takeout, and there will be bulk prices for the dinner as well. Takeout plates, by the way, are $15 a piece. A country store will be open with an assortment of homemade goods on sale. Get there early. That usually disappears in about 10 minutes or so. There will also be a drawing for a variety of prizes at 1:30. The tickets, $1 each, or 6 for $5. They'll be sold during the dinner. Find out more about the St. Francis of Assisi 67th Annual German Sausage Dinner by calling the parish office, 806-335-1872. Engaging my community with prayer and service, the theme of a Lenten mission, taking place Sunday, March 9th, Monday, March 10th at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Lee and Jana Price will be the featured speakers. The couple's presentation, 6:30 to 7:30 both evening. The mission will be live streamed for those unable to attend in person on the St. Mary's Cathedral website. That, according to Father Anthony C. Nash, director at St. Mary's Cathedral, who adds it during private prayer time each evening of the mission, Stephen ministers and deacons will be available for those who wish to or need to pray with someone. Now, if you need to know more about the March 9th and 10th Lenten mission, call the parish office at St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-7204. The Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo hosting a Day of Reconciliation, Wednesday, March 19th, from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Now, there will be 8 priests available throughout the day hearing confessions. Multilingual priests will be available throughout the 9-hour period. We encourage you to go to St. Mary's Cathedral, take advantage of receiving the Sacrament of Reconciliation during Lent as we prepare to begin to get to Easter Sunday, which is on Sunday, April 20th. Need to know more? Cathedral office number again, 806-376-7204. A couple of final items before we call it a podcast this week, the 68th Italian Meatballs and Spaghetti Dinner to benefit St. John the Evangelist Church on Sunday, March 23rd, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's right, a six-hour dinner in the school gym at 201 St. John's Road in Borger. Tickets for the dinner, $16 per person. Children 7 and under eat free if dining in, according to parishioner Marilyn Archer. The meal is dine-in from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout's available from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you need to know more, call the parish office. Ask for Isella, 806-274-7064. If you're a couple in the Diocese of Amarillo, you're planning to get married the next 3 to 6 months, you know you have to take an NFP course. Look for the details at amarillodiocese.org. You also need to attend an Engaged Encounter Weekend, the first Engaged Encounter Weekend of the year, Saturday, March 29th, Sunday, March 30th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. This retreat traditionally fills up quickly, so don't wait till the last minute to get signed up. You won't get in. Sign up now by calling Adrian Johnson at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 806-410-3839. And finally, volunteers are needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. This commitment doesn't require a lot of time. According to Larry Gray, training will be provided. If you need to know more, give Larry a call, 806-420-6408, 806-420-6408. And that's going to wrap up another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, Episode 4, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo in Capon, the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. Need to know more about what's going on? Have a question about our podcast? Maybe you have a suggestion for a guest. Maybe you think the talent is awful and we need to replace him with somebody with a lot more. Well, never mind. Our email address, stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn@dioama.org. Have yourselves a fantastic day. Remember, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.